Thank you for calling Alabama on the Plumber Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. What about you?
I'm doing good. The phone just disconnected me from somebody I was on the phone with. I think his name was Reginald.
I do apologize about that. So, therefore, you was in the middle of a call and you end up being disconnected.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can I please have your social security number?
416-57-1705.
Can you repeat your social security number back to me? I want to make sure I got it correctly for you.
416-57-1705.
Thank you. Can you verify your name for me?
Samaya Brown.
Thank you. Is this going to be your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it seems like we're going to have to be able to do this all back over again. Would that be okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Okay, that's good to hear. And what is your birthday?
10/8/03.
Okay, that's going to be on October 8, 2003.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Bingham, B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Okay, that's going to be Bingham.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And what is your driver's license number?
104-314-86.
Okay, that's going to be 104-384-86.
No, 314-86.
Okay, that's going to be 314-86?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So call the number back out to me again. I do apologize about that, ma'am.
104-314-86.
Okay, that's going to be 104-314-86. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
What did you say, ma'am?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just trying to go back to where y'all had left off at. Let me just go back. Do you mind if I put you on hold for one moment?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. What is the name of your previous employer?
Walmart Distribution Center.
Okay, is that going to be the name on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You said my last employer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Do you mind if I put you on hold for one moment?
No, ma'am. You okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Is that going to be the name on your pay stub and your W-2?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please allow me one moment. I'm just waiting on response from my supervisor.
You okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. I'm still waiting on response
okay.
from my supervisor, and it's just going to be
You're
one
okay.
moment, please.
You okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being patient.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. I'm still waiting on this one from my supervisor, and it's just going to be one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am. You okay? You don't have to keep apologizing for the wait.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for being patient.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait once again. Do you have your W-2 right in front of you?
From Walmart?
Yes, ma'am.
No, they don't give us a W-2 until next year.
Okay, so therefore, do you have your pay stub right in front of you?
I can see if I could pull it up. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
What you need off the check stub?
Okay. What is the name on the check stub?
Hold on 1 second. Name on the check stub. You need my name or the employee name?
Your employer name that's on the pay stub.
Okay. I'm trying to see if it's going to let me. Because I no longer work there, so I'm trying to see what it let me up in a system.
Okay, that'll be fine. Yes, ma'am. You only have 2 minutes to retrieve that information.
Okay, hold on. To say that the account been disabled. Let me see. To say the account was disabled.
Okay, so therefore you no longer to get into your account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Let me just put you on hold for one moment, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. I'm still waiting on response from my supervisor, and it's just going to be one moment, ma'am. Please.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. What is your employer phone number?
251-957-4642.
Thank you. And that's going to be 251-957-4642.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. What is your work location, city, and state?
Irvington, Alabama.
Okay, that's going to be in Irvington, Alabama.
Yes, zip code is 36544.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And what is your employment start date?
February 7th, 2024.
Okay, that's going to be on February the 7th, 2024.
Yes.
When was the last day that you had work?
March 14th, 2024.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be March the 14th, 2024.
Yes.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
safety reasons.
Okay. Have you been discharged?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you say that's a reason because of violation of company policy?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
The manager, Crystal.
Okay, you said her name is Crystal?
Yes.
Okay, is that going to be Crystal with a C or Crystal with a K?
Yes, Crystal with a C.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. And she was the manager, is that correct?
Yes. I'm sorry,
and what was the, no worries at all. And what was the date of your discharge?
March 14th, 2024.
Okay, that's going to be on March the 14th, 2024.
Yes.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
Safety issues.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be safety issues?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I followed the open door rule.
Okay, you said follow the open rule?
The open door rule.
Okay, the open door room, rule.
Yes, it was a process. Yes, it was a process,
ma'am,
that I took.
Thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Okay, thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay?
No.
Okay, you said no.
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Have you received a pension, which is like a retirement?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You are certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're gonna let me eat it the rest of the day.
How's your day going so far?
Good.
That's good to hear. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. What month was Ursula Brown born in? Was it March? Was it May? Was it September? Was it November? Or is it none of the above? Or I'm not familiar with this person?
That's my auntie on my dad's side, but I think she a Virgo, so I think her birthday is September.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be September.
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the foreign age ranges most closely matches the age of LaDonna Brown? Is it 33 to 37? Is it 41 to 45? Is it 55 to
45?
Okay, that's going to be 41 to 45?
Yes, that's my answer.
Which of the foreign age range most closely matches the age of Philippia Brown? Is it 20 to 24?
Philippia.
Yes, ma'am, Philippia.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay, that's going to be none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
I'm not familiar with that person.
Thank you. Did you hear about file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
No.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and proceed with this claim?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge? Do you agree?
Yes.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, the benefits, rights, and responsibility? Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into www.alabamaworks.alabama, which is spelled all the way out, .gov.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Miss Brown?
Hello.
Can you hear me, Miss Brown? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Disconnect due to no response. Disconnect due to no response.